Grandmother is sitting in her armchair in front of the fire. I'm sitting on her knee. We both cry for a long time with our arms wrapped tightly around each other.
What are we going to do, Grandmama?
You will stay here with me and I will look after you.
And then she begins telling me a story.
There's nothing better than a story in times of trouble. A story will help us both to forget our sadness.
And the best stories are about witches.
A real witch has magic in her fingers and devilry dancing in her blood.
Real witches.
Her mind is always churning and burning and whizzing and fizzing with murderous bloodthirsty thoughts. Which child? Exactly which child shall I choose for my next squelching?
You said her, Grandmama.
There is no such thing as a male witch. A ghoul is always male. So is a barghest, but a witch is always a woman. Not everyone knows how to spot a real witch.
But they're not real, are they?
Yes, they are.
Maybe a long time ago, but not anymore.
Quite the opposite. They are all around us. Now listen to me, remember everything I tell you, then cross your heart and hope for the best. And put another log on the fire, will you? There's a chill in the air.
My grandmother is tremendously old and wrinkled, with a massive, wide body, smothered in grey lace. She sits majestic in her armchair, holding a fresh cigar in her right hand, a hand which has only fingers. The thumb is missing.
I have known no less than 5 children who have simply vanished off the face of this earth, never to be seen again.
What happened to them?
The witches took them. 5 children. Gone.
Tell me what happened.
Light me a match. It's time for my cigar. Now, come closer.
Yes, Grandmama.
The first child I knew who disappeared was called Runkil Hansen. She was the same age as you. She was playing with her little sister on the lawn. Their mother, who was baking bread in the kitchen, came outside for a breath of fresh air.
Where's Runkil?
She's gone.
Where is she?
She went with a tall lady.
What lady?
The tall lady in the white gloves. She took Runkil by the hand and led her away.
No one ever saw Runkil again. They searched for miles around. Everyone in the town helped, but they never found her.
What happened to the other 4 children?
Vanished. Just like Runkil. In every case, a strange lady was seen in the area just before it happened.
But how did they vanish?
The second one was very peculiar.
Tell me.
There was a family called Christiansen, and they had an old oil painting in the living room, which they were very proud of. The painting showed some ducks in the yard outside a farmhouse. Well, one day their daughter Solveig came home from school eating an apple.
Where did you get that from, Solveig?
A nice lady gave it to me in the street.
Next morning, little Solveig was not in her bed.
She was vanished.
Not long after the disappearance, her father was passing the picture, and what do you think he saw?
Solveig.
She was inside the painting.
Standing in the farmyard, throwing bread to the ducks.
She had been turned into a picture, painted on the canvas.
Did you ever see it?
Many times. And you know, the really peculiar thing was that little Solveig kept changing her position in the picture. One day she would be inside the farmhouse. You could see her face looking out of the window. The next she had moved out into the yard and she had a duck in her arms.
Poor Solveig.
Ah, as the years went by, she grew older.
She grew up inside the picture.
In 10 years, she was a young woman. In 30 years, she was middle-aged. Then all at once, 54 years after it happened, she disappeared from the picture forever.
She died.
Who knows? Some very mysterious things go on in the world of witches. Take Birgit Svensson, for example.
Who's Birgit Svensson.
The third